You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Twins and Giants, game two of the three-game set. Twins with a win, extend the streak to 7 and get back to 500 in the American League Central Division. And really good stuff going on right now. The Minnesota Twins, their annual organization-wide week of service started on May 7th, continues through the 14th. And good enough to join us on the line right now, Kristen Rortvedt, Executive Director of the Twins Community Fund and Twins Senior Director of Community Events. Kristen, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time today.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Glad to chat with you.
Yeah, and some really cool things as part of this week of service.
Yeah, it's been such a fun week. This is the fourth year that we've done this week of service, and it's an opportunity for our players at every level of the organization to get involved. So we have volunteer projects that are happening everywhere from the Twin Cities to Wichita to Cedar Rapids all the way down to the Dominican Republic. So it's been a fun week for sure.
Yeah, and this is so well received. I know it started with or one of the big ones was that glove giveaway on Thursday. That's terrific.
Yeah, that's a fun one that we love to do. Is we partner with the Minneapolis and St. Paul Parks Department, and we give away about 3,000 gloves. And it's so important for us to be able to help kids have whatever they need to play the game. And so for a bunch of the kids that came out on Thursday, that's their first glove. And it's a glove that hopefully they'll have for a number of years, and it'll be fun for them to play with for a number of times. And it was great to have a couple of players come out on Thursday. Bailey Ober came out after he pitched that day, and then Royce also came out and joined us. And so to spread some of that passion for the game is really a cool experience.
And this speaks to the work of the Twins Community Fund and what it's been doing for years and years.
Yeah, we really want to grow the game of baseball and softball. But for us, it's about removing barriers, you know, making sure that kids have safe places to play, that they have quality equipment and good coaching. So we have a bunch of grants where we're providing funds to communities across Twins territory to make sure that if a field needs to be redone, that communities have the dollars to do that. If you need to redo your backstop, if you need new sod, we're here to help. And we've done equipment kits for communities so that they can all have new equipment. You know, we hear these stories about young people playing with, you know, 40-year-old equipment and bad shoes and all of that. So if we can help in some small way to keep kids playing, that's what it's really all about.
And Kristen, before we run out of time, how do people find out more about the Twins Community Fund, the events during this week of service, but all the events year-round?
Yeah, absolutely. The easiest way is to go to the twinscommunityfund.org. You can just Google the Twins Community Fund. But TwinsCommunityFund.org is our website. And they can learn about the week of service events that we have going on. Follow along on our social media platforms, obviously. That's where you can see the most up-to-date pictures of the actual events. But on the website, you can find out about our grants. But then we're also just kicking off last weekend with we kicked off our clinic program where we go to about 50 communities across the upper Midwest to provide instructional training to kids. So go to the website and check out all the events.
Well, Kristen, always good to visit with you, and thanks for the update.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Have a great week.
Kristen Rortvedt, Executive Director of the Minnesota Twins Community Fund and Twins Senior Director of Community Engagement. Week of service continues, not only in the big leagues, but across the Twins minor league system. Twins and Giants coming up. We'll have the news and weather. Bobby Nightingale in the writer's corner. We'll count you down to the lineup card, beginning at 5:30 on a great Saturday night from Target Field.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.